We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The moment I learned about the lawsuit, Antonio and I have been unfortunately anticipating this possibility. What I want to emphasize is that Antonio takes these allegations very seriously. He is a loving father of five children, including a daughter. I wouldn't be doing this interview if I didn't believe Antonio. These allegations are false. He denies every one of them. I am very confident that his legal team has facts that will prove this. All we can ask for is that people keep in mind that this is a civil matter. This is not a criminal matter. This is a civil case right now, and there's a procedure. I've been an NFL agent for 30 years, and my concern is that people judge Antonio without knowing the facts.
That's Drew Rosenhaus, Antonio Brown's agent. He's right about what he said there. On the other hand, Drew, the problem is because of incidents in the past, both on and off the field, including one that is less than a week old, where he attempted or threatened to punch the lights out of his general manager, then people are going to look at it and say, this might be true. That's what you're dealing with. If you're Drew Rosenhaus, I'm sorry. You're dealing with a guy that's got a bunch of X's next to his name. This is not the first time where it's somebody in which you're saying, oh, my God, I can't believe this. I never thought it. There's no history of this guy doing it. You're dealing with a guy who's got a long list, and that's going to be a problem for him. It's going to be a problem with the image out there by the public. Here's Justin in D.C. next up here on EEI.
Hey, gentlemen. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So I wanted to clear up a question you guys are having about masturbation and sexual assault. This actually isn't sexual assault in Florida or 43 other U.S. jurisdictions. So that wouldn't be a reason to suspend Antonio Brown necessarily. And then I also wanted to get on Christian's point because he was kind of indignant about sexual assault victims and specifically Brittany Taylor not going to the cops. I think that you really are doing a disservice to sexual abuse survivors by taking that line of logic, because there was a DOJ report that only 35% of rapes ever get reported. And that's mainly due to the reaction that people have to trauma. So by trying to look at this just in a logical A plus B equals C kind of manner, really you start to begin to sound like you're almost attacking the victim and trying to poke holes in their story, when this is a natural side effect or reaction of trauma. And over two-thirds of the women that suffer these types of abuses don't go to the authorities.
Okay, Justin, okay, listen, I hear you, but the point was this. So in this situation, why would she file a civil claim and not go to the police? So she chose to bring this to everybody's attention, make a national story of it, and instead of going to the police and finally telling her story to the cops, so Antonio Brown could possibly serve jail time, she didn't. She chose to go the civil route. Now I ask you why, because I have the answer. You tell me why.
I think I have the answer too, because I'm not on anybody's side, but let's.
Okay, that's fine. But just give me your. Why do you think it is?
Real quick. If she's telling the truth, there's a higher burden of proof in criminal court. Mm-hmm. So if she files a criminal court case, that could
she's not going to win. She's not going to win. She's not going to win. She's not going to win a criminal case, but she has a better chance winning a civil case. That's the point. That's the point I was making.
The criminal case. Yes, and you're right. And filing the criminal case hurts her chances at the civil case, and also the civil case brings all this public condemnation and stigma down.
So, but okay, thanks, Justin.
He's getting screwed either way.
Justin, I have a question for you.
Yes,
so you're
sir.
Saying that what we talked about earlier, masturbating on somebody is not considered sexual assault?
In 10 of the 54 U.S. jurisdictions, it is. In 44, it is not, and it's a loophole. There was actually a major national case about this a year ago.
Okay.
Well, that's it. All right, thanks. The reason she's not doing this, it's just calculated, right? So their lawyers didn't just say, hey, you know, let's just throw a bunch of words on a piece of paper and see what happens just because we want to be vindictive. They're sitting there go, what's the quickest, most direct route to getting what we want and making this guy pay? Well, you know, we can go the criminal route, and I'm sure you want to. And maybe the attorney says, listen, you don't have enough proof. It's your word versus his word. You have some text messages. He's got some proof. It's going to go back and forth. You're probably going to lose. The burden of proof is on you.
Well, you might not have even got the prosecutor to take the case, Christian.
Exactly. So let's not waste our time. Let's go civil, and then all we need is, what did you say? Because you brought this up.
More likely than not. That's all you need.
More probable than not.
It's like Deflategate.
Yeah, it's Deflategate all over
again. 51 versus 49%.
So apparently the masturbation incident.
Yeah.
So many terms in. Whatever I could use, but
just say it all, Lou. Just
you know,
Lou's
infatuated with that masturbation.
He can say it.
No, I think
hey,
that's
Joey,
a big
can I say
part.
Masturbation?
That happened. No, there's other things I asked if I could use. It happened in Florida, down in Miami, while he was training. So this is something that that's why I thought that was an important part for me, because this is one of my arguments, is that let's say he never raped her, but he did that to her. I don't know. Is that sexual assault? He says it's not in some states. It is in others. It was in Florida. He said it's not in Florida.
Was that in Florida, or was that one in Pittsburgh?
That was in Florida.
It was in Florida.
Pittsburgh is when he walked in and had his thing out and
Tennessee,
started kissing her.
Check Tennessee, because I think Peyton Manning had one of those, and that was with a trainer as well. Tim is in Agawam. Hello, Tim.
Hello. So Drew Rosenhaus goes on national television in what sounded like an attempt to mitigate the charges by the accuser. Pretty serious charges. Right. The question is, did the Patriots organization, was this information disclosed to them before signing the contract? And could this be a way for them now to walk away from that contract? Do you want that product out there on Sunday? I don't think they do, especially in light of what happened.
Well, why not?
But you,
hold on. Why not, Tim? Because you don't know what happened. So you've heard one side. You've now heard the other side, which is the player that you signed. And by the way, they were unaware of this when they signed him. But
who was it?
The Patriots were unaware of it, at least as far as we know. And the NFL was unaware.
Do you really believe that?
Yeah, I do. I think that's true.
So Drew Rosenhaus said that they knew this was coming for a while, right? His camp. You think he held that from Bill?
I would not be surprised at all.
I'd be shocked if he held that
from Bill. I think if he did hold that information back, this could be an opportunity for the Patriots to just say, you know what, the guy came with so much baggage as it is. Do we need this product on our field right now?
Yeah, but you can't do it. Why would you do that right now?
You're not doing that now. You knew what this guy had. I mean, I know this is extra baggage, but you need a ton of baggage. And you still brought him in because, you know, you think you can get him right. You can help him win football games for an entire year. But I just refuse to believe that Drew Rosenhaus withheld this from Bill, that relationship that they have. Listen, Bill, this thing is you know, I don't know if it's going to come out or not. It might, but
so
I'm telling you.
So they trade Demaryius Thomas to the Jets?
I'm
telling
you.
It just seems strange, Lou.
Well,
it just seems.
Well, you think Drew Rosenhaus held that from Bill? I say absolutely not. I know Dale said that he talked to someone early this morning that where the Patriots possibly did know that it might be coming. But it also might have told me that maybe they got enough from Drew and they just sort of believed them, that they thought it was crap and it wasn't going to affect them on the field.
I heard Schefter and one of the other national guys say that they did not know.
Well, but I listen to Dale Arnold. You listen to Schefter.
I'll listen to Schefter. Right. I want to go back to you.
To Dale.
I want to go back to you, Tim.
I have loyalty.
So, Tim, what you're doing is you're doing exactly what we're talking about. This is going to play out in the public because we can't adjudicate this thing for a long time. We're not getting into the court for a long period of time. So the Patriots have to make a decision. The NFL has to make a decision. What you're doing is you want them to make a decision because you think he's guilty, right?
No. What I'm talking about are the optics. Strictly from a legal and business standpoint, do the Patriots need somebody being accused of sexual assault with all the other luggage?
In a civil lawsuit, not a criminal lawsuit, Tim.
Understood.
A civil lawsuit, there's a big, huge difference. And my answer is, if he were the 40th player on the team, you're right, Tim, he would have been long gone. He would have been gone Sunday night. The fact is that he is such a good player, whether it's this team, whether he was on Kansas City or wherever he landed, Seattle, they're going to stay with him for a while. They are going to stay with him for a while. That's how it works. The good players, they give him, you know, a lot more rope, don't they?
And again, it's sure, but he it is. I would say the good thing is that this happened with the Patriots. If any team is has been strengthened, I guess has been used to stuff like this, it's them. They know how to handle it better than anybody. They know how to deal with it. They're secure in their opinion. They have the courage of their conviction. You call it. They've dealt with it.
Well, wait a minute.
They've dealt with it actually, in more ways than one.
Actually, they have two criminal cases that are still pending right now. One with the safety, one with the owner. Okay.
Well, I mean, and that's
this
my
is only
point.
A civil case.
So do you think, and here's the thing, we haven't even played Bill. We're gonna, you know, let's play Bill's press conference at some point. Maybe after the next break.
The whole thing?
It's only 4 minutes.
We can do it.
It's
now.
Only 4 minutes, and I tell you what, I love it. This may be my favorite one.
Favorite Bill ever?
Oh, it is, because
really? Take some tips. You can
because
use them,
you know,
on Monday.
When stuff like this happens, and we all saw it with Deflategate and every single gate that's been associated with the Patriots, the news guys come in from out of town. It's not the beat reporters. It's not the Giardis and the Reeses and the Tom E. Kearns of the world. It's some guy.
Giardi and Kerr look at these guys like, oh, here's the new fish.
But it's all slicked out hairdo, yeah. And it isn't used to it. Doesn't really know the protocol.
No, it's green. He's green, too. So he comes in, and he's like, oh, I'm going to get Bill to answer.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to get him.
I'll get
him
to answer
my question.
And then he asks the question. He's like, you didn't answer. He's like, yeah, I did. He's like, no, you didn't. And it's like, dude, okay, he's going to slap you around, too. Don't come in here, you know, puffing your chest like you're going to get something out of this guy. But you can hear the different guys asking questions. The guys that are beat, they know.
I will play it.
What's going to happen. Well, they try, but.
We'll play it in a couple of minutes.
Anything else on Miami?
By the way, that masturbation question you keep on bringing up, save it for Bill on Monday. May want to bring it up and ask him.
I will.
Here's John in the car. Hey, John.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, John.
A few years back, Edelman was accused of the same thing.
He was charged. He was charged with indecent assault and battery for allegedly groping a woman on a Copley Square bar or restaurant. Yeah.
Now, was he suspended?
He was not suspended, and the prosecutors terminated the case. They did not have enough evidence.
Things are different
now. They couldn't take him to trial.
So can't hang this guy out to dry until he's found guilty.
Wait, what year was that with Julian Edelman?
That was, let me look it up, 2011.
I mean, don't you think things have
changed? December of 2011.
For example, let me tell you how things have changed. So I saw this tweet yesterday from Giardi, Mike Giardi, and he referenced the comments of Bill Belichick. So back in 2011 when the Patriots got Albert Haynesworth, despite the fact that he was actually facing sexual assault charges.
Yeah, he was.
When asked about his troubled past, this is what Bill had to say. Now, this is 2011. You tell me if he would ever utter these words in today's just environment. Bill Belichick, I think we can look at every player, every person in this room's past, and find something that was a mistake and is less than ideal on any team, in any group of people. We've all made mistakes.
No, you can't say that.
Can you imagine if he said that?
Can't say that today.
We all got
issues. If he said that today as part of his 4 minutes, couldn't say.
Hey, listen, we've all made mistakes.
Yeah,
but he's facing sexual assault charges. Hey, listen, you could fight anyone in this room who's got a troubled past.
No, you're right. The environment.
We've all made mistakes. No, that was 2011
right.
When that happened with Edelman. Things have changed.
Right.
Bill would never utter those words
and you're
that
right.
We've all made mistakes in the past.
So that's the problem.
On a sexual assault charge.
That's the problem we have in all this. Optics is the word everybody likes to use these days, so I'll use it. It's the optics that the NFL and the New England Patriots have to deal with because they're not going to resolve anything. It's not like you're going to get information, and I would bet you anything. There's going to be more stuff out there. Innuendo, rumors, who knows it? Maybe there are other women. Sounds to me, and just reading some of those tweets that he had out there, it doesn't sound like he's the most respectful guy when it comes to women. Is there a possibility that other women come forward now, figuring the green light is up there, I can go out there now and throw the book at him? I didn't want to do it, but now I feel empowered to go and do it. That would not surprise me.
Well, listen, I don't character. If you want to just talk character, I can have a field day on this guy. Okay, what he's done, how he's carried himself, just as from a business perspective, right? How he's dealt with his business. And his relationship.
Still hasn't paid his chef, by the way.
Okay, so we can get into that all day long. But what
you
I want
to pay your chef, you don't eat if you don't pay your chef.
But to me, that's not the issue at this point in time. His character has nothing to do with whether or not he should play.
It's all about fairness right now, isn't it?
Do you think
the league is going to look at fairness? I don't buy the league.
No, well, I mean,
first of all,
trying to guess me what the league's going to do. Good luck, because I have no idea. I mean, so but the best thing for the Patriots is that. Bill, and we'll play Bill after the break, he said, listen, it's in the league's hands. Let them handle it. And when you start ripping on Roger Goodell and start talking to him, that's what he's there for. That's he handles all this stuff. You can sit there, good coaches or owners say, listen, it's up to Goodell. Listen, that's his job. It's up to him. And then you talk, and you know, you back channel, you talk, and then you deal with it afterwards. But you don't have to answer it. It's his decision.
All right, I'm going to ask you this question. And I want the answer from both of you when we come back for the break. Because this is what you're going to get over the what you're getting over the next few days.
What's the question? What's
the next
question?
Few days, it's got nothing to do with the league.
What's the question?
Should Bill Belichick dress Antonio Brown and play him in the game on Sunday?
That's a great question.
Let me think about it.
Thank you.
Give me the break. Let me think about it.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier. Glenn, Lou, and Christian on Sports Radio WEEI.
That moment that when you secured Antonio Brown and brought him in, you had to feel pretty good about that.
Well, we feel good about every player we add to our team. Otherwise, we wouldn't add him to our team.
Oh, I know, but he's really good.
Yeah, not sure I'm really following you.
No, I'm just saying he's a good player. I'm just saying your excitement.
Saying, why would we add a player to our team that we didn't think could help our team? I mean, what sense would that make?
I don't know, it wouldn't, but this guy's a really good player. That's all. I'm just saying maybe you got
I'm
really
saying
excited.
Every player we add, why would we add him if we didn't think they could help us?
I was excited.
The reason we play that is actually Lou got a lot more out of Bill on Monday than the media got in 4 minutes today in Foxborough. He did. I mean, when you listen back at that.
I was looking for
that.
A human moment. I knew he wouldn't give it to me. But, you know, he didn't just pull off a trade for Corey Cunningham, whatever the hell that guy's name is.
Yeah, that's his name.
Or Kyle Van Noy.
Who'd left?
You know,
He didn't just sign Maurice Harris.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think you secure that guy.
Good about every player we add to our team.
I'm telling you.
We wouldn't add him to our team.
A little bit different.
In retrospect, I think you got a lot out of him, Lou, based on what I heard today. So we're going to get right back to your phone call, 617-779-7937. It only lasts 4 minutes. It is uncomfortable, to say the least. This was Bill Belichick having to meet with the media this morning before a game against Miami, which originally he thought he was going to talk an awful lot about, and then after this whole story came out on Antonio Brown.
Okay, we're ready to go here on the Dolphins this week. Obviously there's a lot of familiarity with us and some of their players and coaches. But really, all that aside, that's fairly common every week that there's some type of crossover there. So we'll just really focus on what we know about the Dolphins, what we've seen in the 5 games they played, 4 preseason, 1 regular season game, and concentrate on what they've shown. We know they have other things that they haven't done. I'm sure we'll have some game plan adjustments that we'll have to make. Chad, Pat, B-Flow, Danny, all do a good job of that. So we'll have to take that as it comes. Very good group of skill players offensively. Tight end, backs, receivers. Obviously they addressed the defensive line in the draft with Wilkins. He's an outstanding player. Good team speed on defense, and
here it comes.
Good in the kicking game.
Very important.
Very important. Special teams guy.
Is this the Chiefs they're playing?
Strong area
Rams?
Team as well.
Where's Hecker? Johnny Hecker. It's a weapon.
It's been a tough matchup for us down there. We've got to do a better job than we've done in the past if we expect different results, and we'll work toward trying to get that. On Antonio's situation, both Antonio and his representatives have made statements, and so I'm not going to be expanding on any of those. They are what they are. We've looked into the situation. We're taking it very seriously, all the way through the organization. Sure, there are questions, but I'm not going to be entering into a discussion about that today. So, it's a wrap.
Bill, were you aware of the lawsuit when you signed Antonio Brown?
I'm not going to be expanding on the statements that have already been given.
Don't you think the fans deserve to hear a little more from you on
when we know more, we'll say more.
That, you know, could impact the team.
Yeah, I just said that.
Don't you think fans deserve to hear a little bit more?
When we know more, we'll say more.
Are you preparing to have Antonio Brown at practice today?
Yes.
And are you preparing for him to play on Sunday?
We're taking it one day at a time, just like we always do.
Preparing for the possibility that he could be on the commissioner's.
We're preparing for one day at a time.
How much weight would the allegations against him weigh into whether or not you play him on Sunday?
Yeah, I appreciate all the questions, and that's what's been said has been said.
Bill, you brought up Randy Moss yesterday. Do you think that Antonio Brown will require as much attention as Moss did to get him in sync with the team?
Yeah, I didn't say that.
I'm asking you.
Yeah. I don't know.
You don't know if it'll require more attention?
No.
How difficult or frustrating is it to have a distraction like this right at the beginning of the season when you
Yeah, we're working on Miami. We're working on Miami. The rest of it is we're on Miami.
You've had bigger distractions before. Are you confident that this is not going to throw you off track at all?
We're working on Miami. Went through the scouting report, went through the game plan today. We're going to practice for Miami.
Can you tell us at all what Antonio Brown has said to you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm done with that. Okay. Anything else on Miami?
You're done with it in what way, sir?
Any other questions?
Can you explain what you mean when you're done with it? I mean, we're just trying to find out if he said anything to you about his position and about the allegations.
Yeah, and I just answered that question.
Well, actually, you did.
Actually, I did.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Okay. Oh, three minutes down, favorite.
3 minutes and 50 seconds total.
That's my favorite.
I love it when the guy figures, if I call him sir, maybe I'll get something
actually,
out
you
of
didn't.
Him.
Actually, I did.
Actually, I did.
Well, I think the one point where he kind of missed, because otherwise it was great, because he said, the other day, you brought up Randy Moss.
Yeah.
And he did bring up Randy Moss. Okay, and then that was it. The other day you brought up, I don't know, Ryan, if you can find that question real quick.
Bill, you brought up Randy Moss yesterday. Do you think that Antonio Brown will require as much attention as Moss did to get him in sync with the team?
Yeah, I didn't say that.
Okay, stop. I stopped because...
Different context, that's what he's
well,
answering.
Well, different context.
Answering.
Yeah, but he just didn't want to answer.
Okay,
You said the name Randy Moss.
That's
exactly.
All. In different all, context. All he said was you said the same thing about Randy Moss, right?
It's all how you better be sure.
That was great.
The little guy at the end. And yeah. Why do I think he's the little guy?
You know what?
The guy that said he's going to get him.
Yes.
I guarantee going.
You know. You know who I thought of? I thought of Alex Reamer. I just figured a little guy. You think of Ben?
Yeah.
Well, they're both little guys.
Well, that's I'm just saying. You said who? You know? I think of Ben's.
Hello, everyone. Oh boy, these are now we're booming.
Actually, you didn't.
All right, so Christian, I'll start with you, and then we'll get right back to the phone calls. Should Bill Belichick dress and or play Antonio Brown?
Both. Yes to both.
No, it's too hot.
No.
You would not.
Okay, and that's it. The only reason why is because it's too hot.
Too hot.
You mean the temperature
too hot to handle, too
we'll
cold to hold.
It's going to be 83.
In the next coming days, we'll get more information in the next few days, but it's too hot.
Yeah, I think if we're judging
we get hot, it was, you know, we just need to get up to speed.
Needs
to get up to speed, the offense.
Oh, there goes the incentives.
That's stuff.
See, they can use an excuse. They can use that excuse that he's still not up to speed.
Okay, well,
what's
your question?
Even
should
he's
he?
A great player.
Okay, that was your question.
Yeah, but.
Hold on, because, okay, so you answered it. Should they?
Yeah, they should.
Okay, yeah.
Because you don't have
but,
you don't have enough. You can't
sit
they? There.
But will they? Because I think that's a different
yes,
question.
I think they'll play him. But Lou brings up a point. We're judging it based on Wednesday. What happens Thursday,
True.
Friday, and
based on the way these stories and this news comes out?
Last Friday, he was playing Monday Night Football for the Raiders.
Two days ago.
Saturday, he asked for his release. Sunday, he was a member of the Patriots.
Yeah.
So
you got to
be careful with this. In the context of today. based on what we know today, all sides, I would say you play him on Sunday. And certainly address him. Scott is in a car. Hi, Scott.
I don't know.
Right. He's got to be 70.
Why do you say that? Why do you, every because, time somebody screws up with a, dated word, you sit there and tell
the
70.
Old guys, they have their filter.
I don't
filter.
Share what the big deal
I
is.
Don't
I'm an old guy.
In
I don't throw that
time,
out there.
But you work in media, so you know.
You're different.
Okay, I'm going to pick a young name. I'm going to pick out of all these names. Oh, can we take one more before we
I'm
go?
I'm going to Kevin in Rhode Island.
Okay, go. That
I
was, my, next, you that was go. My young name.
Oh, good. Go Kevin's in Rhode Island. Hello, Kevin. How old are you?
I can tell. Wait, don't 66. Tell us how old
hey, guys.
You are.
Hey, first of all, I have to say that exchange between Bill and Lou, that's like that scene from Goodfellas, like, how am I funny?
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Oh, you're a funny guy.
Yes. Yes,
how am
Kevin.
I funny?
How
you're just
am I funny? How do I make you laugh?
You know what?
But,
awesome.
But anyways. Tariq Hill was suspended from all football activities. Now, it was during the off season, so yeah. It really didn't make much news. But there was four investigations done. There was one by Family Services. There was one done by the Kansas City authorities. There was one done by the Kansas City Chiefs. And there was one done by the NFL with an eight-hour interview with the NFL.
Right.
None of them concluded that this man did anything to hurt a child, okay?
That's correct.
And if he was cut by the team, the Patriots would be the first one to sign him. Now, let me ask you this. When does the Patriots
There was no evidence. There was not enough evidence. There's only two people.
Hold on, Kevin. Wait a minute. Kevin.
They can't suspend him and do an investigation. They can't suspend him and do an investigation.
What are you talking about? They suspended Ezekiel Elliott after they did an investigation in which the investigation said he did nothing wrong. They can do whatever the hell they want to protect their business, and that's how they operate, and that's why this is sketchy.
The same.
Okay, but getting back to what you said, hold on, getting back to what you said about Tyreek Hill, the difference is we don't know whether this woman was raped, whether she was sexually assaulted. We don't know that, okay? Because it's he said, she said. The one thing we do know is the three-year-old child had a broken arm. Somebody did it, okay? The one thing they couldn't do, and you were correct in lining up all of the...
Well, they couldn't
the
prove different, it.
They could not prove that he did it.
And they knew it.
Right.
That is it.
So
but,
I wouldn't say he's innocent. There's enough evidence to prove
don't tell
what
me
happened.
He's innocent.
And in this country, you're innocent until proven guilty.
All right, Kevin, should Antonio Brown play Sunday for the Patriots then? With that said.
What's that?
So you think Antonio Brown should play for the Patriots?
Well, let me tell you this. I believe if he doesn't, he's going to go off. He's going to go off the deep end. If they don't suit him up to play, he'll be the problem.
Yeah, but Lou's asking you as a Chiefs fan. You tell us. Do you think he should play on Sunday?
Listen, I'm still trying to wrap my brain around
the fact that
this guy
has a job.
Okay,
Chiefs fan. Remember, Chiefs fan. Now you see, Kevin is happy that finally the Patriots. So you know, Glenn, can you put him down for a second?
Does he deserve to play on Sunday, given the civil suit allegation? That's all.
Yeah, you want the arm right here. I'll give you the arm and the finger.
My point to Kevin,
more.
Here's Kevin. You can bring him up again after I'm done. He's still talking.
Yeah.
Kevin's a Chiefs fan. So he, okay, listen.
Why
now
won't
it's
he
your
answer
turn.
My question,
now it's your
though.
Turn. What is the question? Ask it again.
Okay. Kevin, answer the question.
The civil lawsuit against Antonio Brown, should he play on Sunday?
He should play on Sunday because he's innocent until proven guilty. But if the NFL
he's being consistent. Okay, he's being consistent.
You've
been consistent. All right,
no, because at least he's consistent. Because again, like I said, Chiefs fans that think that Tyreek Hill should play through all of that. I hope that those people are not saying that this guy shouldn't play. But then there's the flip side. You know, the Patriots fans who felt like Tyreek Hill should be banned for life from football because if a boy broke his arm and there was no proof, but still they think he's guilty.
Right.
You can't come out here screaming that. You know, there's no evidence against Antonio Brown. He should still play football. Just be consistent. That's all.
No, and I think the Kansas City fan right there was consistent. Now, the thing I would
hated him to admit it, though.
Fine, he should play. But I do believe the NFL's been very inconsistent in all of this stuff. Anything is possible. All right, right back to your phone call. 617-779-7937. Right here on OMF.
How do I know? You said I'm funny.
Oh, no, I wouldn't, but this guy's a really good player. That's all. I'm just saying.
How the fuck am I funny? What the fuck is so funny about me?
And just from a fan's point.
Tell me.
I was excited.
Tell me what's funny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
On Antonio's situation, both Antonio and his representatives have made statements. And so I'm not going to be expanding on any of those. They are what they are. We've looked into the situation. We're taking it very seriously, all the way through the organization. Sure, there are questions, but I'm not going to be entering into a discussion about that today.
Now, Bill wasn't going to say anything anyway, even if there was a lot of information out there, right? So it didn't make a difference. There's no information. Well, it didn't make a difference. And there really isn't much information because you've got a civil suit. There are people that are questioning why she didn't criminally charge him. She has charged him in a civil lawsuit with three cases of rape and sexual assault. He's claiming that, yes, he did have sex with that woman, but it was consensual sex. And so it becomes a he said, she said. And we're sitting here trying to figure it out that if you believe her, and she may be telling the total truth, nobody's denying that. What you're probably going to do, especially around the rest of the country, you're going to sit there and say, he shouldn't be playing on Sunday. We're already seeing it. National people are saying they can't put him out there on the football field on Sunday. Okay. And then if you look at his point of view and say, well, nothing's been proven yet, well, unfortunately, you're going to have to wait around for 3, 4, 5 years till it goes through the civil court process. And then by that time, he's probably out of football. So what do? Do you penalize him in between? Is that what you do? And yet, he is going to be treated differently by a lot of people because, let's face it, he doesn't seem like he's been the best character.
So tell me, like, when you first saw it, there was a bunch of different emotions and thoughts went into my head when I first saw it.
I had one thought. What was yours? Not surprised.
So, well, not surprised wasn't it. My thought was the freaking Raiders. They're laughing their ass off right now. Mike Mayock is rolling on the ground laughing his ass off. And John Gruden took the high road in every single situation that he was in regarding
the Raiders. What about the Steelers?
Well, the Steelers are so, to me, were far enough removed where I don't feel like they weren't in the middle of it with a TV show on HBO highlighting every last thing that was going on. And then the question goes in, did they know about it? And then is that why they fast-tracked even after he apologized and even after Gruden said, hey, I'm okay with the video, and even after you heard that Gruden said, hey, that's awesome, then they said, we're done with you. So obviously they knew something was coming down and they wanted to fight it as much as possible. And then maybe they knew, okay, listen, at this point in time, he's not worth it anymore. With all the headaches that he's given us, plus this new civil suit, we don't want the attention. Any truth to that? Are we going to play
maybe.
Keepspiracy?
Maybe.
Because if Incarceration Bob has an idea,
yep.
Some guy on Twitter,
Saturday.
If he knows about it on Saturday,
it's been
come
good. I'm
on.
Telling you, Incarcerated Bob's been pretty damn good. He's good with hockey stuff, too. He's been good.
That's why I just think that they...
better than our hockey.
I think they knew it.
They didn't have the Cassidy extension. Way
I think
go.
The Pats knew it when they got it.
Maybe.
I think they did. I don't think Drew Rosenhaus would have kept that from him. I think he would have downplayed it. Listen, this thing might come out. There's a civil lawsuit. There's some girl that's going after him for some money. Used to train him. She's in debt. She's got a lot of issues. And I just want to let you know that this might come out as well, but he is innocent. You know, all the charges.
All right. Is it possible? Right. It's an agent. Is it possible that Drew Rosenhaus knew and he needed to find a spot for his guy and he played dumb? Is it possible?
Well, no,
he played dumb with both New England and Seattle.
He already knew for a while. He admitted. Right. Okay, so let's just say he admits he's known for a while. Bill Belichick now calls him up and says, how long did you know about this? You didn't give it to us? I mean, he's got a good relationship with Drew Rosenhaus. He's going to have clients coming through. You think Drew Rosenhaus wants to be involved in
that?
What
about Mike Mayock?
No, but I'm just saying, like, so I just feel like Rosenhaus would have told Bill.
See, I think the conversation, you might have told Bill, and the conversation might have been something like this. Yeah, he's got this woman, and she's trying to extort him. You know how that is. And it's probably not the first report that Bill has gotten where some woman is trying to extort, and in many cases they're trying to do it because they got pregnant, right, by the guy. So, but he probably had no idea that there was going to be a civil lawsuit, correct? And he goes in on Monday. I think it would have been different, Lou, if we would have gotten The lawsuit came out last Thursday. I think this might have been different. I don't think you knew that.
You know what? Just a heads up. If the Red Sox want to fire anybody, they should probably do it now. If they're going to fire somebody, this is the time to do it. Nobody's paying attention to you.
Joe's in a car next up here. What's going on?
Hey, how are you?
Great.
What's up, Joe?
Not much. One thing with this whole conspiracy thing, I think it is a conspiracy. I think it was a setup. I really do. Because, like, all of a sudden, how long has this been going on for? How long did she, when did she actually file? When did she actually put the lawsuit? Does anybody know?
Monday, I believe.
Trying to tell you.
This is a setup. Okay, this is somebody trying to collect some sort of money or some attention.
Could be.
Or maybe. Something.
Yeah.
Women do that. My old lady did it to me last year.
There you go.
So I know why you're calling.
Women, we can play.
I just want to see him play. I just want to see what he can do with Auburn.
Well, to this point.
Yeah, that's all you want to do. You want to see him in football.
Yeah, exactly. He's a Patriot fan. And plus, he's been victimized. So he's sitting there going, you know.
But I don't like that whole, like, you know, it took so long. That was Wiggy's big moment this morning. You know, the reasons why he doesn't believe her.
What does that have to do? He might have been traumatized by it.
It took an entire year for her to come forward. Jeez, did Wiggy just, like, come out of a rock?
It's like Al My Uncles and Chris, like, Collinsworth.
The last 2 years, we're talking about allegations of 20 years ago across this country.
Do we have this with Wiggy?
I mean, it was like, so she waited a year to come forward. Now, listen, there's plenty of holes in this story. I understand that. The fact that she's filed this lawsuit on a Monday and she's getting married this weekend? Like, that to me sort of blows my mind.
All of this is very strange, but on the other hand, we have heard about this.
People wait years before they come forward.
So through all of this Me Too movement, have we not heard heartbreaking stories where women simply say, I lived with it for years and I couldn't deal with
how
it anymore.
How long did that thing go on for?
So I became empowered.
Bill Cosby.
How many years did that? That goes back probably 40 plus years, right? That is unbelievable.
So we're going to say, because it took her a year, I don't believe her?
Yeah, you can't do that.
Don't use that defense.
I mean, that's
There's
ignorant.
Other things you want to poke around on. That's fine.
Yeah, that's being ignorant. But it really is. You can't look at it.
To me, the one thing I'm curious about, and I don't know, people in this field, you know, that deal with women that have been raped, if you are raped, you go back the next day by yourself to confront the man that just raped you? Maybe she needs. She maybe left her purse. She ran out of there, so she needs her license. She's got to fly home. She needs a cell phone. But then she's like, "We need to talk about what happened last night." I don't know how common that would be.
Okay, but and when you read it, and then you go back and look at the context of it, I've heard people jump all over that. I don't think that's as bizarre. As a matter of fact, Dale was doing it. She has known him now for all of these years, dating back to they met in Bible class, okay?
Yeah.
They've known each other for a long time, so they were friends, and this was a case where he crossed the line. So maybe, even though it was really ugly.
Violently raped her.
Yeah, but it wasn't
according to her thing about her
screaming
no. But
it wasn't like somebody they just met.
Stop it.
It wasn't like somebody she just met.
But it's like one thing to go over or send somebody else over, I don't know, and pick up your stuff.
It does seem strange.
But then she was like, we need to talk about last night. No, give me my bag. Let me get the hell out of here with somebody else, right? She wants to sit down and discuss and have a conversation with Antonio about what happened last night?
Same reaction I had, Lou.
I'm no expert, but that just seemed different.
But I would tell you that many of these women who run these various shelters for these assaulted and battered women will tell you that a lot of this stuff does happen this way. That it's not.
I never heard that
it's
one.
Not rational behavior. Well, again, they knew each other for a long time. They were tight friends for many, many years. He changed the relationship, or he crossed the line, according to her, and altered the relationship. So maybe in that case, if you're friends for all that time, and then the guy does it to you, and who knows what the influence was of alcohol or drugs or whatever, then maybe you could see that. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out why she would do it, because I had the same reaction you had, and that is, why would you go back there? Sean is in Idaho. Sean.
How you guys doing today? Yeah, I just thanks for taking my call. Me, you know, when I found out about this news yesterday evening, I mean, it's been a wild ride for Antonio Brown, you know, with how everything went with the Raiders. And I agree, the Raiders are basically laughing about this whole thing, thinking, man, we don't have to have this distraction anymore. Me, I was just basically shocked. I mean, I think that's the word we could all use, is shocked, because it's like, how is that possible that this happens? I mean, he was excited about being a Patriot, and now all of a sudden, boom, this thing comes out. To me, gentlemen, I don't know if he should play on Sunday, because it could be hard, you know. I mean, everywhere he goes on the road, he's going to, you know, hear a lot of the negativity. He's going to get booed, or they're going to, you know, he's going to get treated horribly. I mean, I agree with you there, Glenn. You know, the whole thing with the Me Too movement, I mean, I feel bad about what's happened to women. Boy, it's hard, you know, and it's really, like, it's a difficult thing to go through. I mean, you're right. Bill Cosby, look at what happened with him. Look at all other men who have gotten themselves in hot water and stuff, too. I mean, your character gets assassinated.
All right, should he play in the game on Sunday?
I don't think so. I'm going to probably say no. I just don't know if it would be wise if he does play. I mean, I know people are saying that, you know, he's innocent until proven guilty, but yeah. I don't know. With this new stuff coming out, I'm not sure.
Okay. So well, I don't understand it because if we still don't know the true story. So he's saying one thing. She's saying something totally different. We do not know the truth. One of them is telling the truth probably, but we don't know which one it is. I don't know how you can keep him out of this game on Sunday. Because well, are we going to do this anytime somebody accuses somebody of something in a civil suit? And we're going to sit there and say, okay, oh, somebody sued you. You're going to have to stay on the sideline.
And I don't even know if you don't need them, you know, just because I would say, all right, just in case. Why
that's irrelevant whether you see them.
Yeah,
you don't
and
need
and
them.
I agree with you.
Against Miami. Yeah,
to me, again, but I think it's irrelevant. It doesn't matter, okay, because the fact is that I didn't do anything wrong. But if you're saying this is good for business and optics, whatever you need me to do. If you need me to sit, I'll sit. I'm not going to get any of my incentives. I need over 1,200 yards receiving.
No, this will mess up those
now
incentives.
Now I'm only going to have 14 games.
But if he's smart right now, and maybe he is scared at all of this, he suddenly becomes the best citizen in the world down there in Foxborough.
If he's practicing.
He can't afford now to have anything go wrong because he's on a fine line right now.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Christine is up next in Woburn. Hi, Christine.
Hi. So I am a victim of sexual assault, and when this happened to me, it was by somebody I knew. But the first thing I did, and I was afraid to do it, is I went to the police because I never, ever wanted him to do this to another woman. I would just feel guilty for the rest of my life. And then after I went to court and everything, they asked me if I wanted to do a civil suit, and I didn't do it because I'd never want to deal with this person again. So I just feel like she's not... And people are probably going to be horrified that I'm saying this. She's just not credible because she's not going to the police. It makes no sense to me.
Well, Christine, let me ask you a
no
question.
Sense to me.
I mean,
go ahead.
How about all the victims to say, I don't know, Bill Cosby?
Right.
Well, I mean, you said you went to the police right away, and good for you. But you didn't realize that not all women go to the police.
But why would she even, why go the civil route first? Why
well, Christine,
she
Christine, no, I'll
because,
tell you.
Because some women do, Christine.
Well, here's why I think, and we said this earlier, that if she really wants to make him pay, and she really feels like, you know, her rights have been violated, and she's ruined. There's you talk about the emotional distress. She lists everything.
Yep.
She can't eat, losing weight. She has her self-esteem issues. It goes on and on and on. Anxiety, you name it, she's got it.
Yep.
But it's harder for her to win a criminal suit, a criminal case.
That shouldn't even be the reason
I know that's what you're saying, Christine, and partly I kind of agree with you. However, they want something for it. So instead of going the criminal route, she goes civilly because she knows it's easier for her to win. And the $75,000 that she's claiming for emotional distress, all that is, that's not what she really wants. She's going to go back and she's going to ask for more. 75 is the least amount.
That's a technicality.
It's a technicality to be able to get it through.
Right.
So it's going to be a higher number.
Right. A lot higher.
But why couldn't she go to the police first and then do it? Then you can do it.
Because, Christine, she's probably different than you are. You probably react one way and she reacts a different way. It's like, you know, some women don't go to the police. We just talked to you about Bill Cosby. How many women were there? 80? And we went how many years where nobody went to the police? So some women act in a certain way, and you were pissed, and you wanted to make sure this guy doesn't do it again, and you went to the police. That was your emotion act. You were acting out on your emotions. Her emotions may be different. I can't sit here and speak for her emotions, but I wouldn't throw the thing out and say that she's bogus because, and this makes no sense that she did it this way. I don't think we can do that since a lot of women don't.
Yeah, and she's kind of leaving it up. If you read this 15-page report, like they have all the first cause of action was sexual battery, rape. Second cause of action, battery. Third cause of action, emotional distress. So invasion of privacy. So there's five of them, causes of actions. And each of them at the end, it says, for which she's entitled to an award of punitive damages. So they're just asking for the reward for the court to decide what that award should be.
Yes, that's what they're doing.
Nowhere does it say, we want 75 grand.
Now, people have been throwing the 75 grand because it's listed in there, but it's the minimum.
Every single one of these, for which she's entitled.
To be able to file.
An award of punitive damages.
You have to do at least 75,000. Yeah. All right, this hour brought to you by Kaplansky Insurance. More choices, more savings. Kaplansky.com. Tom Brady is going to speak momentarily. We're going to pick it up. And then our buddy Teddy Bruschi, who was not happy on Sunday about the signing of Antonio Brown by the New England Patriots. We'll get to him at 4:30 today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.